In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 26:13. Now therefore, mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. With a remote control in her hand, my wife is able to choose her TV news. When she sees a story coming up she doesn't want to hear, she changes the channel. Convenient. Jeremiah's audience didn't want the message the Lord sent. So they threatened Jeremiah in order to turn him off. They had no desire to mend their ways, their deeds, and to obey the Lord. Is that the way with us in Lent? We hear God's call to make a spiritual house cleaning, and we think, that's not for me. We're perhaps too happy with political voices that say, let me give you security, I'll take care of you. Or we're content to imagine the abundance we see in the grocery store is always going to be there for us. We're hooked on using plastic to have it now, whether we can pay for it or not. We don't object to perversions being talked about as natural and healthy behavior. Well, we actually like those preachers who say that God will embrace any lifestyle. Notions like this please us. If that's the case, we don't want to listen to what God has really said. But in the days of Lent, let us recall God's standards. For his word comes and says, don't trust rulers of this world. You can't have it all. No perversions, period. The prodigal who returns, I will embrace, not the self-serving proud. And the message comes through, and we weep, for we don't measure up. Deep down, we don't even want to. And that is the moment to listen to other words of the prophetic voice, for God is ready to recreate us, to correct our ways, and to make us obedient servants. Here is a God who would send his only son to take our lashes. I understand you can see a good movie on that one. To bear our punishment and to die on a cross for us. And again, God will bring this word to us and invite us to hear it and to believe it and to have forgiveness. And by it, his Holy Spirit makes a grateful heart where there used to be a rebellious, reluctant to serve heart. Those who trust in God's mercy and are led into obedience and service, even in their weakness, are given help to say no to temptation and to twisted truth. When this voice speaks, don't turn to other stories. This is a story that is lovely to hear again and again. Rather, turn away from the promises of the worldly princes, from taking joy in abundance, from fascination with worldly perversions, and false claims about God. They are worthless. Instead, delight in the word that brings forgiveness, that mends, that remakes, and that molds us into new creatures. Stay tuned to the voice of the Lord that brings life and eternal joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.